This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. Mark your calendar for March 17th for our 5th Annual Court and Custody Conference. For more information about that, log on to fathermatters.org. That's March 17th for the Father Matters 5th Annual Court and Custody Conference. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org. So I see that we've made it through January. We are into the middle of February, but we've got to talk about one thing. Stu Burns is back from Bank of America. I know we all had our weight loss resolutions and what we're going to eat and drink and stop doing and start doing, but did you work on your finances? So here to talk about our finances, Stu Burns from Bank of America. Stu, welcome back to the Father Matters Show.
Always glad to be back, Vance.
Okay, well, it's February. We're already a couple weeks away about rolling into March. Let's talk about it, man. We always get the emails reviewing your financial goals. You wrote something in one of your articles. You said January is when we hear the president give his speech about summarizing the current state of the union. But you also say this is the time we need to focus on our own personal financial state of the union. Stu,
absolutely.
What are some of the steps we need to get going to roll into 2016 the way we need to roll into it?
Yeah, this is just a great discipline to get in the habit of doing. And if you start it each year, start the year off. Just take the time, review how finances have been going in your current state of the union. Just like that with the president, you want to evaluate, you know, maybe what went better for you the past year, what you need to improve, and what your goals are for this upcoming year.
Absolutely. I love here we're going to get deeper into this, but one, I'm looking at our notes together. You have review your financial goal. You say three things, Stu. Take a look at your progress from the prior year. Determine if your goals have changed and review what went well and what you can improve from last year. Unpack those,
yeah.
Stu.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking at some of those, like take a look at your progress from the prior year. So were your goals, you know, maybe to pay off some debt? So you want to take a look at that. What, are you succeeding? You know, have you paid off a few of those smaller bills? You know, have you prioritized those? That's the kind of progress you want to take a look at. But maybe it's not even on the debt side. Maybe it's the saving side. So have you saved X amount of dollars that you were planning on saving? So take a look at that, and that's what kind of what I'm getting at when I say take a look at your progress, because you definitely want to put those goals there, because you know, if you put them out there and you achieve them, it's going to help you make you more motivated to you know, continue on that path. The second one was determine if your goals have changed. You know, maybe now something happened in your life. You know, maybe that X amount saved has to turn into paying for a new baby. You may have some other goals that are, you know, coming up that have happened just because life happens during the year. So you want to evaluate that. And then also just review what went well and what you can improve. So maybe it's just your own personal habits or disciplines. You know, are you writing down where you're spending your money? Some of those kind of habits can really make the difference between success and failure, you know, financially.
Absolutely. Now, last month we saw, you know, rolling right into January, the Dow was just dipping. Stocks was going crazy. What should we do for people if we have invest, you know, check your investment performance, but at the same time, if you don't have any type of investments, what should we do? I love it here. You said check your retirement accounts, check your savings. What should we do about investment performance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and here's the first thing that we always want to keep in mind. And I wrote this one down as a good verse there, but Philippians 4:19. My God will meet all of your needs. And that's the thing I try not to, and it's hard to not get into that. Like you were saying, January, we just had what's, you know, going down is one of the worst periods of the stock market for a January in history. And that's the kind of thing, you know, we have to use our due diligence. We know that over The historical performance, the stock market is usually giving us a very good return, better than a savings account. But in the same token, we have these ups and downs. So if you do things like diversify your portfolio, hopefully it's going to make those dips, you know, less stringent on the bottom side. But you may also not increase quite as fast if you're not aggressively invested. But that's not a bad thing. So you want to. That's the main thing is you want to look at it. Just make sure that you don't have all of your money wrapped up maybe in one thing. As long as you're spread out a little bit between, let's say, some savings, some bonds, some stock, things like that can really also make a little bit of a difference and make the downturns not that bad. And then, you know, historically, it should still, you know, move forward over the long haul.
And what about savings, Stu? There, you know, I've done workshops in the past, and, you know, you come and facilitate at our Job and Training Institute workshops that we have monthly, and you're just touching the hearts of people, man. And I appreciate you and Anthony Jones, your partner from Bank of America. You guys just come out and you just touch hearts. And our next Job and Training Institute that you and Anthony will be facilitating is coming up March 2nd. So log on to fathermatters.org. You can see and hear Stu live in person. And that's when he really let loose. And I always get on you because you get real conservative on me on the radio. But, man, yeah. when we talking personal, brother, you know your stuff, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I like talking to you. Like when we're especially at those workshops, and if people get a chance to get out to one, that'd be great. Because,
yeah.
You know, we bring a lot of more of the personal background into those, too.
Yeah.
So I talk a lot like, you know, I didn't actually, like, have everything all together budget-wise, and I've gone through the same path that all of you out there are. And, you know, I had to work my way from different parts where my financial discipline wasn't that great, too.
And let's touch on that right now, Stu, because that's what I appreciate, because you're real, man. You share from the heart, and you're with Bank of America, but you've made financial mistakes like as we all have. I'll be the first. But this savings, I was going to unpack this. When I had one of the guys' workshops, he was talking about savings. You know, he said that, you know, his grandma would leave thousands of dollars in cash under her mattress because she didn't trust the banks.
Right.
But at the same time, savings. We've got to have a savings. Right. Stu, can you please unpack that? Because I'm so tired of running into people telling me that, like, a $60 flat tire changed their entire month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. That we can bring out, like, some of those personal situations. But you do hear that quite a bit because, you know, to be honest, a month like January really does test the, you know, just the mettle of all of us that have any kind of, like, investing or want to save. Because, you know, what's the incentive when you hear that, you know, the market is maybe taken away quite a bit. But it's all on paper, and that's the main thing to keep in mind. That's not the, you know, the long haul yet. But savings... Yeah, one of the reasons that you'd want to put it in a bank is, first of all, it's FDIC insured, so there would be no such thing as you losing, like, all of your money. You know, a bank like even Bank of America, Chase, Wells, all of these have so much so that even if the government said, too big to fail, we're going to close you all down today, the FDIC has to cover you for up to certain minimum amounts.
And who's the FDIC? I know, but we got listeners. What's the FDIC?
Yeah, the Federal Deposit and Investment Commission.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically they have to actually – it's like an insurance policy that was actually established, at the, if I remember correctly, under the Roosevelt administration. Because of that very scenario where a lot of people in the Great Depression lost their money. So that's that was one of the reasons why people shouldn't put it under their mattress and at least get that 1%.
Something.
Yeah. And it'd be, you know, being just honest right now, the savings accounts, you're not going to give you a great return. But then again, you wouldn't see any loss.
It's like, better than nothing.
Yeah.
Stu, what isn't a retirement account and why is that important?
Yeah, having a retirement, I think it's just great to plan because I think that is just wise counsel in general. We could, you know, look again at the Bible, Proverbs 15:22. We can say that you want to make sure that you're planning. So when you look at your retirement and you wonder if you're going to be able to meet your let's say level of income, Proverbs 15:22 kind of puts it: plans fail. for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they're going to succeed. So the thing is, with retirement, you do want to get input on how to save. You want to do the right things. Maybe a bank like B of A or a lot of large companies are going to give you 401k matches, doing things like that. It's still smart. So even though we could say January the stock market went down, well, you know, if my company, I put in a dollar, they're still matching it 50 cents on that dollar to start with. And that's just free money. So you should never let that go. And planning for your retirement, that's something that you need to chip away at just so that, we can't probably count on Social Security being anywhere close to paying out either the amounts they are today or being there. Let's say, 20 years down the road, I think they estimate that it's going to run out in about at 2030, if I remember correctly.
So even though they're taking Social Security from us right now, it won't even be around.
Well, that's one of the theories, but I'm sure that they're going to do something to, basically to revamp it. But we can probably count on reduced benefits, wow. At the best.
And that's what I want to talk to. I got so many questions I want to ask you, but we're about to go into the commercial. But when we get back, I want to talk about home insurance, car insurance, health insurance, will, estate, homes. You know, it's the first of the year, still February, but people are already trying to get new cars because tax time is coming up. You know, spending money that they don't have to impress people they don't know or like. You're listening to The Father Matters Show with Van Sims. And today's guest is Stu Burns from Bank of America. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this. Anybody wanna fall in love tonight? Hey, Father Matters Show family. Will you show us some love? We want The Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of The Father Matters Show. I would like to personally invite you to our 5th annual Court and Custody Conference, Thursday, March 17th, hosted at River of Life in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org. Special guest speakers and representatives from Department of Child Safety, Family Law Attorneys, and Division of Child Support Services. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org. Topics include how to find the right attorney, divorce and separation, child support and visitation, modification of child support, and much, much more. Don't miss this powerful day, Thursday, March 17th. Log on to fathermatters.org. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com. Or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. We have Stu Burns from Bank of America, also who partners with Father Matters once a month to come out to do the Father Matters Job and Training Institute here talking about finances, getting us geared up for 2016. Stu, I want to talk to you about your asset review. You touch on this every time you come on the show. You talk about home insurance, car insurance, health insurance, will, and estate planning. Unpack that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things each year you want to be reviewing is just where you're sitting on some of those things that's going to protect your family. Mm-hmm. And this is especially important, if you're married, and you have a family too. But you want to do some things like just take a look at, even if you're not married, let's say, for example, like home insurance. You want to protect yourself. You know, just make sure that the insurance is in line with what your property values are, because property values fluctuate, and it's possible that your insurance would only cover a small portion of it if your houses have increased in value. So you want to take a look at those with your insurance agent. And then likewise, car insurance, sometimes the minimums that they'll pay out and things like that can change. So sometimes you just want to make sure that you're protected too, just because we never know. Again, life happens. Somebody could run into you, or, you know, God forbid that something would happen and you actually hit somebody. And, you know, so there has to be make sure that you're adequately protected, and that's what you're paying for insurance. So you want to review those thresholds. Mm-hmm. Health insurance is a big one now, too, just because there's a lot of options now. With the Affordable Care Act, and then also through your employers, like ours seem to change, like, you know, every couple years. I think we've gone through different companies, you know, from Aetna, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, okay, and all those different ones. So you want to make sure, like, what they cover, what your deductibles are going to be, right, so that you can plan, because that can make a big difference too. Like, let's say monthly, if you know you need to save a little bit more because your deductibles have changed, you may need to take a look at that. And then lastly, like your will, estate planning, again, just take care of your family. You want to make sure that it's basically what you want to happen with your money and not what the state wants to happen with your money. So if it goes to probate and the state has to decide, it may not be in accordance with what you would have wanted.
Right, right. I mean, your own spouse, your own kids can miss out on something, mm-hmm, because of not making a will or an estate plan. Where can people go if they want to learn more about making a will or get an estate planning?
Yeah, that's a real good question. And there's a lot of, we offer even insurance on that now, to where you can go through what's called the Hyatt Legal Plan through some employers that are offering that, to where you can actually talk to attorneys. You pay just a small portion each month, and then you can actually go then talk to your attorneys, have them prepare your will and stuff like that. And really, if you look at what the normal cost of a will would be compared to just paying, let's say, the few dollars maybe each check, you're going to come out ahead.
And even if you don't own a home, you can get renter's insurance, correct?
Yep, absolutely. And that would cover you as well for any kind of losses you might be incurring if you are renting property. That they would try and hold you accountable for.
Let's talk about, I love this, you hit hard on this, the personal situation. You even wrote here, these are changes that we might see coming that will affect your finances. Here you have job changes, retiring, marriage, because sometimes we can get so locked in and say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to save this month, every month, on the month, and we're not going to do anything outside. But unfortunately, it's called life. Things happen.
Yep.
Unpack that a little bit about personal situations, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. That's some of the things that, you know, some things like this, let's say you may or may not be aware, like if you did jump out and change jobs, that could be a positive impact if you jumped out and got a job that's paying higher, which would be a good thing. But these are some things you definitely want to take a look at, because they're going to affect your finances one way or another. So if the job change was you got laid off, you know, hopefully you were planning ahead, you know, to put some in savings or your emergency fund for something like that. Retiring is something that you're going to be able to foresee. So if you know something like an event like that you know is coming up, that one you'd be able to plan for. And then marriage, again, that would be something you'd be talking over with your new spouse. But when you're getting married and things like that during the year, maybe you may have to look at your finances together. How's that going to change? You know, you're bringing two separate financial entities really together too.
That also affect your taxes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So you have those different things that you want to take a look at. And again, like you're saying, life happens. So that's where some of those different other things that I would get into, like when we discuss budgeting, like more in depth, depth or something like that, I would really be getting into that, like some of those unforeseen expenses that, you know, really they are predictable, you know, even if they come at, you know, maybe not the best time in your life. But things like that, we all live in Arizona with the construction. We know that there's going to be a flat tire probably minimum once a year. So different things like that are going to happen. Air conditioning unit, probably like every 10 years, and that's a pretty big expense.
Stu, what's an emergency fund? Because I talk to people that say, man, you know, when Stu was on, he was talking about the emergency fund. The question is, how small or how big? I hear they say as much as have 3 months' salary put away, mm-hmm. all the way down as little as 500 or to 1,000. Mm-hmm. How can we coach someone into at least starting an emergency fund, and what would be a good amount for starting?
Yeah, that's a good question, too, because, you know, a lot of times when we're talking, like, let's say, at the workshop, we may be dealing with people from all the way from no job right now to, you know, to maybe having an established job. And there's, like, a really big factor there because, you know, the emergency fund is definitely something you'd want to put down as a goal. Mm-hmm. But for that person, obviously, that needs to get a job first, then that's your first priority.
Right.
And then from there, you know, we have to start, like, basically at the level we are with the rest of our income. So if we can only do $10 a month, then start doing that $10 a month and put it aside. But but the main goal would be eventually to get up to, you know, a minimum of like 3 to 6 months of your expenses that would be able to cover you in case of a job loss.
To have that in the bank.
Yep.
How realistic is that? How realistic is someone to say, I've got $8,000-$9,000 in the bank, and this is the same person that'll go out and pay $600-$700 a month on a new car?
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing. It becomes a priority issue there, because it's like, do you really need, let's say, that to get into 6 or 7 years of a car payment that's that high? And I think there's a couple times at the workshops too, like kind of talk about that with Anthony, and we usually have pretty good discussions about that. But it's like when you think about buying a brand new car for 6 years, think about how much has happened in your own life in the past 6 years. You know, what's going to happen? So that's what you got to be thinking about is, like, you know, 6 years is a pretty long time. A lot of things can happen, and then you're locked into that payment. And then it does, like, restrict. Like, one of the reasons, let's say, like, Teresa, my wife and myself, we choose to live in the historic house we've been in for, like, 25 years, you know, is because we know with the lower mortgage, we have a lot less stress in a lot of other areas. And it allows us a little more freedom in some ways. So we're able to do maybe some of those things, like save a little more and things like that. And we just haven't bought into you know, the whole thing, like you're saying, necessarily having to feel like we have to impress anybody.
Absolutely, exactly. And debts. This is here. I love here. You go, are you making progress on paying down? Can you make bigger payments if you do have debt? Mm-hmm. And can you consolidate any debts to pay less interest? What was that on the second page? We have that there about debts.
Yep. Yeah, and that's just a great one, too, you know, just to think about it like this. And I want all the, you know, everyone listening, you know, just to kind of, right now, just take a deep breath and just think about what I'm saying here and what God is actually relating to us. But Proverbs 22:7, the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender.
Read that one more time, Stu, and then unpack that.
Yeah. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender.
And what does that mean?
Yeah. So what that's telling us is, like, every time you get in debt, you know, you are becoming indebted to, you know, the lender. So the borrower now is becoming servant to that lender until you pay it off.
Yeah, you're coming servant not just to the lender, but to the car payment, to the department store, to the credit card, to the entertainment. That's what we need to realize. And then when you hear someone say, man, I want to start my own business, or I want to get a different type of, I want to quit this job so I can do something that I want to do. You can't even quit your job because you can't afford the pay cut. So you become a servant to not just the lender. Well, that is the lender, but think about all that car payment, credit cards, all these sporting events that we can't afford.
Exactly. And that's the reason why I really do try to stress that. Like, when we're discussing finances, that's got to be one of the first most important things to want to tackle, because the minute you get out of debt, you're going to feel so much less stress, and you're going to feel so much better about your financial situation, and then be able to control your money. And that's the thing. You are in debt, the money's controlling you. You get out of debt, you start being able to control your money.
Thank you, Stu. And like always, I never have enough time. Stu will be back when we talk about tax time in a couple of months. I want to say thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.